Welcome back to the Haddonfield Horrors Podcast, where we review horror movies and horror franchises. I'm Mark.
I'm Tawan.
I'm Maria.
And today we're reviewing Ouija, The Origin of Evil, written by Mike Flanagan and Jeff Howard, directed by Mike Flanagan, released in 2016. Maria, can you give the people the plot summary?
In 1967 Los Angeles, widowed mother Alexandra unwittingly invites authentic evil into her home by adding a new stunt to bolster her seance scam business. When the merciless spirit overtakes her youngest daughter Doris, the small family must confront unthinkable fears to save her and send her possessor back to the other side.
Now, this movie is a great improvement over the one that we reviewed last week. Like, the acting, the directing, the script, like, you can tell that it wasn't the same team because it was just overall better. And like I said last week, I've seen this movie in theaters when I had never seen the original one till last week. So, like, this is a big improvement. What about you, Tawan? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. This was a big-time improvement overall, and honestly, it's really just due to Mike Flanagan and him being, like, attached to it. Like, all of his, all of his projects that he's come out with so far, I pretty much liked, and I haven't had any issues with. So, I also saw this one first, compared to the one that we saw last week, the original Ouija. So, I saw this one first, and like, really had no connection to how it connected to the first one. And then when I eventually watched it, I was like, wow, that's crazy that this is the sequel to what we, like, just saw. And I was, like, not impressed with that first one at all, especially after now that we watched it and I have it, like, recently in my head. Going to this one is literally a night and day difference of how it was approached to the topic of, you know, the backstory of these characters that were haunting the crew in the first movie. And I really liked everything in this one all around. Like, the acting was really good, especially, you know, we're centering on, like, a child actor. You know, they can be hit or miss, but the one in this one, she was really good. The atmosphere in general was also really good. Like, the house, like, you know, I think it was the same house kind of from the first one, I believe it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. All right. So, and like, so they used like the same house, but it, like, even though, you know, it obviously looked different because it was a different time period, the 60s, but they used it better than it was used in the other Ouija movie. And also the story around was just better. Like, it actually felt like you had something to root towards in this one. Whereas in the other one, it really wasn't much to go off of, like, until we really got to the end and knew what we were actually going against. Because this one was more of like a straight up kind of possession type of movie over time, whereas the other one was just like they're getting jump scared to death.
What about you, Maria?
I mean, I love this movie. Like, it does have its faults, but like, the scares are just so good. Like, I do love watching horror movies, and I do watch a lot of, like, I watch a lot of paranormal horror movies, you know, on top of, like, found footage and things like that. But this was a movie that, you know, because, you know, like, paranormal horror movies, it's always, like, a hit or miss. Like, the scares could be good, but the plot could be bad, and Or sometimes the scares are just awful, you know? But, like, this was a movie that, like, I don't remember when I first watched it, but it was, like, it scared me. Like, I was creeped out. Like, this movie was, like, they just did those scares so well. I'll admit, though, I didn't, like, there are some characters I didn't like, and there was some plot points that I was a little, like, I guess. But, I mean, considering that they had to follow the first movie, I'm assuming that's kind of where it fell apart a little bit. But it's a great movie. I love this movie. I watch this movie, like, sometime, like, multiple times. Like, you know, I really like this movie.
And I get what you're saying, because it felt like It felt like they wanted to go somewhere completely different and do something completely like crazy and fun, but they were also shackled to, oh, this all has to lead to the original, which is set in present day. So I felt like that kept like bringing them down to what they like really wanted to do.
That's actually true to what some of happened with this movie, because I was just reading up on it before we recorded, and Mike Flanagan initially didn't want to like include much from the original, because he really didn't want to do a sequel at all. Apparently, I guess he's like one of those people that doesn't really like to do sequels, and when they approached him to do this, like, he said that he would do it only if he could do it in the most subtle way of alluding to the first one. So I guess we got the better part of what would have been, because I'm assuming probably the studio wanted more overt references.
I mean, it didn't even have to be subtle, because most people didn't watch that first movie. Most people only have seen this movie. So, like, for me, I didn't know who the hell that old lady was at the end. I didn't know that Doris and Paulina were evil, and what happened with the mom. Like, I didn't know any of that. Like, only watching that movie yesterday, and when they started naming characters, it was like, oh, okay, that's who that is. But, like, it's not, you don't need to watch that first one to understand the prequel. So I think he did his job. It's like, you see it if you want to, if you watch that other one. But if you didn't, you don't really lose out on anything. But, Maria, were there any scenes that stood out for you? Good, bad, or indifferent?
A lot of the scare scenes were good. Any scene where that girl, where Doris has her fucking mouth open, were scary. I don't know what the hell. It was so creepy. Especially the scene, it's like towards the end when like the priest or like the father is talking to like the mom and to Lena, and they're like talking about the whole, you know, the doctor and the spirits and stuff like that, and then it cuts to Doris and this girl has her fucking mouth wide open and you just hear a bunch of whispers, and then like that, it was so scary. I was like, what the hell is that? And, like, honestly, I think any scene, honestly, with her, like, she did such a great job. There was a lot of really good jump scares. I didn't really, this scene, like, I didn't like the scenes with the mom and the priest or the father, because it's like, what the hell even was that? I could have done without this weird tension between them. I thought it was weird. I liked this scene in the beginning. I thought was kind of funny, because it's like, you know, with like the mom and like the two, like the old guy and his daughter who wanted to talk to like the mom, and they're, and then like, you know, once that scene was over, you realize that they were kind of just fucking with them. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a good scene. Oh, like this scene where Doris is telling the guy, like Lena's boyfriend, I think, what it feels to be suffocated. Like, I cannot believe he came back to the house. I would never come back after that. Like, this 9-year-old is telling me what if? Yeah, I was like, what the? like I was like, what the hell is that? I would never come back. I would never talk to that little girl ever again. Oh, the scene where like she's like standing in like her playground thing, and her bullies are trying to like mess with her again, and that's when she's like full on possessed, and she like turns her head around, you know, seeing that they're gonna like throw that thing at like the slingshot at her, and then she like gets this kid to like turn his slingshot around and hit himself, and I know you don't see it, but you can hear it, and it just sounds like awful. Like, you could tell that something happened back there and everybody's freaking out. Mm-hmm. I also liked the scene when I think it's when Lena first when she like catches Doris writing. And she's like not even looking at the paper. She's just like writing on the, like, that little girl just was creepy. She was so creepy. I would never step into that house.
What about you, Twain? Scene stand out?
Yeah, one scene I definitely remember that stands out is just like that initial possession scene where like the demon, like the Marcus demon, like basically takes over like Doris's body, and that like the visual of that was just like crazy, especially the way that the demon looked. And of course, since the demon was played by Doug Jones, he looked fucking terrifying as usual. So that was kind of like a crazy scene there. Another one that I liked was the it was the part when the pastor or the preacher was trying to have Doris to like channel his like dead wife and get like information to see like if she actually knew what she was talking about, but he like tricked like demon by thinking like different thoughts, and the demon was like telling him that, and then he like tells us that she actually wasn't like all knowing, she was only seeing like what was on his mind. I thought that was just that was like pretty interesting, the way they like went about that. Another scene that I liked as well was when Doris like eventually killed Lena's boyfriend when he was in the basement with her, and he was like digging his hand like through the wall to like find something that she wanted, and you just see her like out of focus in the background, her mouth like wide open making like scary ass faces and shit. Like, that was crazy.
Well, I'm gonna switch to the kills, because there were only like two kills that really stood out for me, and that's when Doris killed Lena's boyfriend, because I didn't understand why he went back to the house. Like, this little girl was creepy, and now she's snapping your neck. And I was like, I don't understand, like, why. And then that scene where Lena is possessed and she kills her mom, I honestly did not see that coming. Like,
yeah,
that took me out when I first saw it. I was like, what the hell is happening? And then I was just like, oh my God, they really just did that. So now Lena's possessed. But then she was unpossessed. Then I was like, wait, so is she possessed? Is she not possessed? Was it temporary? But then we learned from the first one that she is still kind of possessed. It's dormant most of the time. So, but what about you, Maria? What kill stood out for you?
I mean, the priest kill, it didn't really stand out to me because he just, like, snapped his neck. But the scene before that was kind of scary because you don't really expect her up in the ceiling. And then she's making, again, that weird face, man. And, yeah, like, the scene when she kills the boyfriend, to me, that was, like, I remember when I first saw it, and I was not expecting that. And I really like how they added that scene, you know, because compared to, like, the first scene when, not the first scene, like, the first movie, you know, because that's how Debbie died. And I feel like this hanging looks a lot more, like, I don't know, it just looked a lot more aggressive. Like, this, like, ghost was, like, really trying to get this kid to die. And again, and the mom, because I was also not expecting the mom to die. I was not expecting for Lena to do it, or at least not, you know, because you kind of just already thought the ghosts were gone, and then she dies. But yeah, I mean, I liked the death scenes. The priest one was kind of left, you know, left more to be desired, I guess, especially if he was already possessed. But other than that, like, I don't know, they were good. I thought they were good. They were scary.
Come on, what about you?
Yeah, I think the only one that really, I guess, stood out to me was when Mike, was it Mikey or Mickey? When he got hung.
Mikey.
Yeah, it was Mikey. Okay, Mikey. Yeah, I think the one that stood out for me was when Mikey got hung, because it, you know, paralleled Debbie's death from the first movie. So that was, like, the only one that kind of, like, stood out to me. There wasn't really, like, you know, much killing going on in this one, which, you know, is fine. I was more there for the scares anyway, which were good.
Well, Tuan, what are your thoughts on Father Tom?
I thought that he was like a pretty decent character as far as like, you know, trying to actually like help them out. He seemed, you know, to be one of those people who actually wanted to be like helpful in that situation that they were in. And, you know, since he was like like a father, and he, you know, kind of knew certain things like that, you know, others wouldn't really know in this type of realm. I felt like he was able to, you know, try to help them out best as he could to provide them with, you know, all the information, as well as, you know, kind of prove that it wasn't like their dad that was, you know, there. It was more so a malevolent type of spirit that was, you know, attaching itself to Doris and helping them in that way. And unfortunately, he didn't make it the whole time, but he definitely helped him out a good bit in order to, you know, figure out what exactly was going on there.
Maria, what are your thoughts on Alice?
Alice was the mom?
Yes.
Yeah. I fucking hate Alice. I'm just like, she was so annoying. Like, first of all, not this woman flirting with a priest. Like, I cannot. Like, ma'am, please. Just go touch some grass. I don't know. And towards, like, and like, when she was basically, you know, because you kind of notice, like, in the beginning, she's always kind of talking about how, like, how, you know, you can't really deal with this stuff because you don't know what you're dealing with, blah, 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 and I'm just doing this for pretend. And it's like, yeah, ma'am, you don't know what you're doing because you have your daughter over here talking to spirits. And you're like, this is fine. This is totally, just because, which, I mean, I get, you know, grief is a very, you know, it's a big thing, but it's just like, I feel like it definitely clouded her judgment. Because even when, like, the priest and Lena were, like, or the father and Lena were trying to tell her, you know, like, with the paper evidence, and the mom was just like, no, you're wrong. Like, she was like, she knew things. Like, ma'am, your daughter is creepy. Like, that girl is weird. Like, if it wasn't spirits, it was something else. I don't know. But she definitely, her judgment was definitely clouded, you know? And I think she was making a lot of, like, dumb choices throughout the movie, like really dumb, which I get somebody in the movie had to do it, you know, but it just had to be the mom.
Tuan, what are your thoughts on Mikey?
Like it has been said a couple times prior to us even talking about his character, I don't know why he went back to that house. Like, after that conversation that he had with Doris, where she told him like what it's like to get like strangled or be strangled, yeah, I would have called up Lena and been like, yeah, I don't think it's gonna work out, and that would have been it. Like, there have been no reason for me to go back to that house. I would have just told you that your little sister is creepy as shit. I don't care what you say about me after that point, but yeah, we're not doing this anymore. And the fact that he went back even afterwards, I'm like, bro, like, what the hell is going on? Because there is no reason for you to even come back here after all that. And even then, afterwards, she told you that you come back to the house and she leads you to the basement to dig inside of a wall. Like, make it make sense for me, please.
Maria, what are your thoughts on Mikey?
I mean, I agree with what Juan said. I don't know why the hell he went back. Like, especially after the first, like this little girl is telling me how it feels to be like strangled. Like, that's not weird to anyone. Like, I would never go back. I'd be like, I wouldn't tell Lena her sister was weird. I would just be like, I'll wait for you outside your house, like down the block. I don't know. I'm not going inside the house. And he just walked in, I think. He was just like, hello. And not to mention, she was being just weird. And yeah, I don't understand why he thought... I mean, I guess she kept making it seem like, you know, you're helping my family. But I'm not putting my arm in a hole in the wall. Like, no. I just... No. I don't know. He must have really liked Lena to do that stuff. I would just never, I guess.
Well, Maria, what are your thoughts on Paulina or Lena?
I actually liked her a lot. I feel like she made a lot of really good, like, choices, unlike her mom. She was definitely, like, the level-headed one here. She was putting everything together, as she should, because, yeah, her sister was being weird as hell. I remember, like, when I first saw the movie, I was not expecting her to get possessed. And she was being so creepy in, like, the mental asylum. Like, that girl, like, she really, like, sold that. But I liked Lena, you know? She was the only one, she was the only really smart one there, you know? And I think it was really, like, I guess cool of her to right away be like, yeah, something's wrong. Like, this isn't my sister. You know, and I like that Lena also, like, fought with her mom a lot instead of being like, you know what, maybe you're right. Like, she was standing there like, mom, like, you're wrong. There's something up with my sister. You don't see it because you're, you know, grieving, but, like, something's going on. And I respect that. I guess as, like, a fake final girl, she definitely deserved it.
Tawan, what are your thoughts on Lena?
Yeah, I definitely agree, Maria. I thought that, you know, she was a really good character and was also, like, well acted by the young actress that played her in this movie. And I do want to go on to what Maria said. I do like that she went back, like, at her mom. Like, not, like, you know, to be disrespectful, but to, like, kind of assert that, no, like, I know what I saw, or, like, I may not know exactly what's going on here, but something is going on here, and, like, I would, like need you to notice that, and, like, because, you know, you don't see that all the time, or when you do see it, it like, comes off as disrespectful, but, like, in a sense like this, where, you know, it's a whole, like, thing above all of us that's going on, like, you gotta listen to whoever possibly has an idea of where this could be you know, heading. And there's another point I was gonna make. Well, and also one thing I did like about Lena was, you know, at the end, she really had to, like, take it upon herself in order to free her sister from, you know, the spirit of Marcus. Now, you know, it did end up with her getting possessed and, like, killing her mom, but, like, the fact that she was even able to do it was just impressive for, like, the character. Because, like, if I was in that situation, I probably would have just got possessed and not even had a chance to figure it out.
Maria, what are your thoughts on Doris?
Doris was so creepy. I think she's what made this movie so great for me. Because, like, that little girl was, like, weird. Like, it was just so scary. Like, I wish I could just forget. Like, I mean, this movie isn't, like, one of my favorites, but it's definitely up there. I just thought it was so good. Like, she's just so creepy. I'm telling you, any time she comes on the screen with, like, her eyes, like, clear and her mouth wide open, making, like, weird noises, it was just so scary. It was just so freaky. Like, I had nightmares, I think, after watching this movie, because Jesus Christ, that girl is freaky. And she, like, I think she's in, like the actress, she's in a lot of scary movies, and she like, sells it. She does so well. And, like, but I mean, her playing as Doris, it just fit. Like, she was, you know, she definitely played that whole, I'm an innocent child, but I'm also kind of creepy because I'm possessed by a bunch of, like, ghosts very well. Like, she did that so well. Yeah. She was a creepy child and definitely sold it.
Wow. We've come to the end, but not quite the end. Tuan, can you give the people the behind-the-scenes info and facts?
I can. So, The budget for this movie was around $9 to $12 million, and it brought in a box office of $81.7 million, around $20 million less, I believe, than the previous one. And a little bit of behind-the-scenes info, the opening seance scene is the reason why writer-director Mike Flanagan wanted to make the movie. He liked the idea of a family trying to help ease people's concerns about loved ones, but doing so with fraudulent means. The last day of production was reserved for shooting all of the close-ups of the Ouija board using hand doubles, spelling out everything that happened on the board in every scene of the film. The Ouija game box is the exact match to the packaging from the 60s. And they wanted to ensure this film stands on its own, despite technically being a prequel to Ouija. Fans will still find connections, but they wanted viewers to enjoy this one on its own, which I did. Some critics' reactions. The film currently sits at a 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, making it one of the highest rated films to date produced by either Hasbro Studios or Platinum Dunes. The AV Club gave the film a B and wrote that compared to its predecessor, it is better, though in every conceivable way, from casting to story to atmosphere. IGN said Ouija, Origin of Evil, may just be the latest entrant into that small category of sequels and prequels that managed to improve upon their predecessors in every way.
Well, what about us, Maria, Tuan? Do we cash or pass Ouija, Origin of Evil? Maria?
I cast. I have this movie on DVD. I watch this movie a lot. Like, I'll admit, the ending there, I mean, yeah, considering that they had to follow some parts from, like, the first movie, the ending definitely left. It wasn't as great as it could be, I guess, which kind of sucks, but, like, it's a really good movie. I definitely cash. I love this movie. I watch it a lot. Yeah, I definitely recommend it. Wouldn't have your hopes very high, I guess. Because there are some people that I know that didn't like the movie that thought it just wasn't scary. But it just, I don't know, for some reason, it just does it for me. So I definitely cash.
Tuan?
Yeah, I'll definitely cash this one as well. It's definitely been a while since I seen this one. Because I think I had last seen it like a couple years back, but rewatching it, I definitely would cash it. And, you know, I wouldn't also mind getting this one on DVD because it's just a good one. I'm very much a fan of Mike Flanagan projects in general, Dr. Sleep being one of my favorites from him. And yeah, I definitely would cash this one and get other people to watch it as well because I think it would be it's a good like watch for friend group.
And for me, it's also a cash. I mean, I saw this movie in theaters when it first came out. Whenever I can find it, whenever I see it on a streaming platform, I definitely watch it. I've watched this several times since it came out when I've only seen the original like once, and that was last week. So this is a cash. It's a good movie. It definitely improves on the story. It builds on the mythology. It leaves you kind of wanting to know more about that, like the doctor, because I did see from the director's cut that they actually had scenes of the doctor in the movie, and they showed him like killing people. He was like some German doctor who was killing and doing experiments on Jews, and it was a whole thing. I'm just like, I want to know more. Give me the prequel to the prequel. Give me like the origins of this creepy ass doctor in his house, like. I want more. You can completely forget about that, the first movie, and just stick to this one. Build off this one. But we are done with that. But next week, we are jumping back into the world of Jordan Peele, because we are going to be reviewing Us, which I think is a great movie. You guys have seen Us, right?
I have.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, we are going back to the world of Jordan Peele. This is actually the last Jordan Peele movie we're going to be directing for until he drops another one. But this is his second movie overall. So this should be exciting. Join us next week. Good night.
The Haddonfield Horrors Podcast is a Letters to Media production. Should we do an intro?